Welcome to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm Christina Michelle, your host today, and I'll be producing this show with Kelly Patterson. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're having a discussion with three guests: Renee Daniels, the lead mammographer at Bartlett Regional Hospital, and two breast cancer survivors, Ms. Queen Stewart of Anchorage, Alaska, and Ms. Deborah Thomas from Oakdale, Louisiana. Welcome, ladies. Kelly, would you mind just introducing yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Kelly Patterson. Good afternoon, Juno. We are so glad that you have tuned in with us again, and we hope that you enjoy this conversation as much as we do.
Thank you. Ms. Queen?
My name is Queen Walker. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I've been living in Alaska since 1978. I'm the mother of two children, and I work for the U.S. Postal Service.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Deborah.
Hi, my name is Deborah Thomas. I'm 54 years old. I'm a lifelong resident of Oakdale, Louisiana, and I'm a member of the Allen Parish School Board. Currently employed for 30 years.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And Miss Renee.
Hi, I'm Renee Daniels, and I'm the lead mammographer at Bartlett Regional Hospital. And I've been in Alaska since 1987, and I come from Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to have all of you ladies here with us today, and we are doing this show in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of October. We just want to raise awareness and raise education and have a very informative conversation about this topic, and we hope that you'll get a lot out of it. We are dedicating today's show to those who did not win the fight with breast cancer. Two that we would like to mention by name are Linda Sue Brown and Margaret Jack. And to anyone else who has someone in your life who did not win the battle with breast cancer, our condolences are with you. So we would like to just go ahead and start the conversation by talking to Miss Queen.
Okay.
Would you mind just sharing your story as a breast cancer survivor, just how the journey began for you and some things that you learned along the way? And I'm sure we'll have some questions as you go along. If you don't mind, we'll just ask as they come up.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2012. I was at work at the post office. I get a phone call from my OBGYN doctor saying that she has some good news and some bad news. And she asked me, which one did I want first? I said, well, tell me the bad news first. And she told me that she said, my mammogram came back and they had discovered breast cancer. And the good news was that all my appointments were already set. I had an appointment to see my first doctor in about an hour. So she had set everything up for me. So I work an hour, I would go deliver mail, go to an appointment, come back. So I had two appointments that day. And that was on a Tuesday, because it was the day after Labor Day that I found out that I had breast cancer. But she had sequentially put everything in order, and I went in for surgery that Friday for my breast cancer. And when the doctor went in, amazingly enough, she came out. When I woke up, she told me, she said, well, I got good news for you. I said, what's that? She said, well, all the tissue that we took out was healthy. We actually got all your breast cancer when we did your, all my breast cancer was caught in the biopsy. From there, I talked to a range of doctors. They did discover that the type of cancer I had led to ovarian cancer. So they immediately dealt with a team of doctors from my breast cancer doctor had just came back from overseas from a conference. And so she collaborated with them and about the treatment going forward that I should have. So for the first year, I had no type of treatment. They just checked me every 2 to 3 months to make sure that everything was clear. And in the end, I had no radiation. I had no chemo. All I had to do was take tamoxifen for 5 years. And I've been cancer-free ever since.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. So this started for you in 2012, and you said it was a Tuesday that you got the phone call, and you had surgery on Friday?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So then by the end of the year, that basically was done.
Yes.
And do you think that it was due to early detection?
I know that it was.
Okay.
I had been going backwards and forward. Detection, I did monthly breast check, but the cancer was so minute when they pulled it out that I really couldn't detect it myself. I didn't feel it. It wasn't a lump or anything like that. It was actually in my nipple. It was like two hard pea-sized calcification that was there that had the cancer in it.
Okay. All right. And did you get regular screenings, like annual mammograms?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fantastic. Was breast cancer something that ran in your family?
Yes. My mother had breast cancer actually twice.
Oh, wow.
And then I have an uncle that has breast cancer where he had a mastectomy.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was kind of like ingrained in you to always go get checked and get something.
Oh, definitely. And I stressed to my daughter the same thing since there is a history in the family that mm-hmm. she definitely has to get checked.
Did you ever get checked for the BRCA gene or one or two?
BRCA, yeah. Yeah, they did that too.
And what is that? Can we explain what that is?
It's a genetic mutation that will increase your risk for breast cancer, and it runs along the family.
Okay.
It's a very simple test.
Okay. How did you initially react? Like, what were the emotions that you were experiencing from the beginning?
Surprisingly enough, I had no fear, and I didn't get scared.
Awesome.
My doctor was such a great person that she told me, this is what you need to do. It's kind of like being back in the military and your commanding officer. This is what you do. This is already set up, and you just do what you got to do. And by the time I told your grandfather and everybody else what was going on, he was like, what? You know, I didn't broadcast it or anything. I just did my treatment, did what I needed to do, and just trusted God and everything that went on.
Wow.
You know, I had a good support system from my doctor, my OBGYN, my husband, you know, and my close friends, and it worked out wonderful.
Excellent. Wow. What a wonderful story. And it's so good to hear that you didn't have any fear. I love that. And it sounds like your doctor was a big part of that, like having a plan already, you know, it was already set up for you, what
right.
you needed to do as far as next steps. And it sounds like that was really helpful. So congratulations to you. That's a very encouraging story.
Thank you.
Okay. Miss Deborah.
Hi.
If you wouldn't mind sharing with us about your journey.
I'm a 3-year survivor. February 2017, I was diagnosed. And I found my own lump. And my lump wasn't in my breast. I just learned where your breasts were and where did it start. I thought it was in my chest. And it was higher up in my chest where the mammogram didn't reach it, didn't see it. So I found it and I kept wondering. I actually went to the doctor for upper respiratory infection. And I asked her, I said, Phyllis, I said, I must have a calcium pocket or something up there. I said, I don't know what this is, but we need to go ahead and just get that out, you know. She said, well, we're going to run some tests on it. And I never thought no more about it because it wasn't in the breast.
Right.
And well, which I thought it wasn't the breast. So she sent me for a biopsy, and the biopsy came back that I had cancer, and I'm still in denial to today that I had cancer. But I did, and I had triple negative breast cancer. which unfortunately, I'm not like Miss Queen. I had to have everything because of the type of cancer it is. I had to have the chemo. First, I had to have the surgery, in which they wanted me to have a mastectomy, but I was in denial. So I had a lumpectomy.
Okay.
And because I couldn't make myself do it. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't make myself take it off, so I kept it. And I'm 3 years in survivor because it was caught in time. I was stage one, and it didn't spread to my lymph nodes or nothing. Even though I had 15 taken out, they made sure I was clean after the surgery. So afterwards, the only thing you can do for the type of breast cancer I have is have chemo. I forgot the name of it. They call it the Red Devil and something else. We have to have 4 treatments of them. And then I went to 12 treatments of another one. And then I had 30 rounds of radiation. And of course, I lost hair and eyebrows and everything. And the risk of reoccurrence is high in the first 3 years. But I haven't had anything, no reoccurrence or anything, and it lessens each year it goes down. And I do a lot of work. I try to do a lot of work. Like I said, I'm trying to start an organization called Viking for Breast Cancer so we can raise money, you know, for awareness and for whatever we can. You know, right now we're just getting it into work. And like I said, this year we raised money for the Linda Brown Memorial Scholarship, and it just kicked off, and it kicked off huge, and it was only 3 of us riding, and we want to make it even bigger and better next year, because I was in shock. I wasn't brave. I was scared, and it still shakes me up sometimes, because I wanted to quit treatment. Actually, I did quit treatment. My doctor cried with me, and she told me about her mom quitting treatment. But my radiation doctor, he didn't want to do the radiation. My radiation oncologist, he sit there with my daughter in the room with me, and one was trying to be understanding, and the other one was crying, so I went back to chemo. And I'm glad I did, because I don't know what the it would have looked like if I wouldn't have finished my treatment. And I did. I finished all of them, and I'm here today to say that I'm glad I did. And I'm a big believer in, you know, your health. Because if I wasn't been attuned with my body, it could have been bad. That one little lump, not the size of a dime, not even a nickel, turned out to be something really big.
Wow.
Actually, I was sitting at work, and I had everybody feeling it. What is this? Oh, it's just a calcium thing, you know, it builds up in your chest. You can get that removed. So that's what was in my mind. It was never, I thought I had cancer.
Yeah.
Did they do an ultrasound on the lump area, or did they just do a mammogram?
Well, they just did a mammogram. They did the lump area after it came back. Actually, I did a mammogram before it never detected, and afterwards. They did never do the sonogram until after the biopsy to see how big it was and where it was located. Mm. So I didn't have a sonogram in the beginning, no. It was after I had the biopsy, I had a sonogram.
So I guess I have a question. Thank you so much for sharing, Deborah. That was incredible. And congratulations to you. What area do we check for breast cancer? Because it never crossed my mind that it could be in your chest. I've heard some people say that they can be like under your arms even. So what area?
Well, your breast goes from under your arms, what they call axillary area, under your arm, all the way down to underneath your breast, about an inch or so. So you can have breast tissue that spreads across your chest wall,
yeah,
all the way up under your arm and down to the very, very top of your abdomen.
Who knew? Yeah. What do you think was your biggest support system? How did you maintain your mental health during all of this?
I continued to work. I worked, I got out, I walked, I exercised. It was hard to get up in the morning. It was hard to get going. It was just hard to, chemo takes, drains you so bad, but I did it. I had to mentally make myself do it because I wasn't like physically like nauseous or sick. I could still eat, but I was really, really fatigued and heavy. My body felt heavy. And it was a struggle to just, I was exhausted. And I had to do it. I would walk every morning. I would work every day. And I'd come home, take a shower, and go to bed. I did. And mentally, I still don't think that it really dawned on me that I was as sick as I was, because I've always been the type of person to put on two faces, you know. I'm going to show everybody that I'm good, and then when I get home, I just die. Yeah.
Is there anything that you would say that you do differently now? Like, do you feel like you have, like, a new lease on life, or... You know, is it like one of those, I'm going to live every day like it's my last? Like, do you have any of those feelings at all, Miss Deborah and Miss Queen?
I appreciate life.
Okay.
And no, I don't live each day. I live no day in fear. I just do what I need to do, get up every morning. Since I work for the post office and I'm a letter carrier, I get plenty of exercise.
Okay.
That's how I walk. Because I'm walking every day. And my doctor told me that was probably one of the things that helped me a lot, was because I did walk every day and I was able to keep, you know, I had to be mentally dealing with the customers and I have to be mentally alert about my surroundings every day. So for me, that was good. I still had a purpose to get up every day.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly. And I think that's what helped me, is just like, to get out, to exercise, to go wig shopping. To go wig shopping was like a treat for me, to get out. I never stayed in, you know, until I had to, until like my chemo days, the first week of chemo, I would drag, but the second week right before chemo, I would try to get out and get the sunshine, the vitamin D. You know, I tried to stay as active as I could, because that's what gives you your energy. You need that energy.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, if you're just listening in, this is Christina Michelle, and I'm co-hosting today with Kelly Patterson, and we are here with our guests, Deborah Thomas and Renee Daniels and Miss Queen Walker, and we are just discussing breast cancer in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to take a break here, and when we get back, we are going to hear a little bit more about each of these ladies' wonderful and inspiring stories of survival, and we're also going to hear more from Miss Renee Daniels, who is the lead mammographer at Bartlett Hospital. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.